Vermont's relationship with its largest trading partner has never been more stressed. It's not because of any personal animosity between Vermont and Canada, but President Donald Trump's constant threat of new tariffs and his challenge to Canada's sovereignty have strained commerce and tourism in both countries. Government leaders in Vermont are doing their best to maintain ties during this difficult time. And on a perfect late summer day in Newport last week, officials from Quebec and Vermont gathered on Lake Memphremagog for a little cruise ship diplomacy. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld tagged along.
This two-hour cruise to the U.S.-Canada border was hosted by the Vermont Agency of Commerce. And the passenger list included elected officials, municipal leaders, trade representatives, and business owners from Quebec and Vermont.
Bonjour, bienvenue. Hello, thank you. Really appreciate everyone coming today.
Deputy Secretary of Commerce Tate Brooks emphasized the importance of Vermont's business relationship with Canada and the heightened value of personal relationships in this complicated political environment.
Because we have an opportunity to hear and learn from Canadians, and we like to hope that Canadians certainly hear and learn from what we have to say as well.
Vermont, though, is contending with some powerful undercurrents that will be difficult to counteract. René Sylvestre is Quebec's delegate to New England.
You have to understand, I mean, we went from, let's say, a year ago from unconditional trust to, oh, hold on a second, it's more transactional.
Surveys show that confidence among Canadian businesses in the U.S. market has plummeted over the last 8 months. Sylvestre says he worries it'll get worse before it gets better.
Quite concerned. I really believe that we haven't seen nothing yet.
The 30 or so people aboard the boat spent most of the trip mingling over finger sandwiches and potato salad. As the vessel floated directly atop the U.S.-Canada border, Marianne Dondurand, who represents the Compton-Stanstead district in the Parliament of Canada, offered optimism for the future.
And it starts from here. It starts from grassroots, and we can go through it together.
But Dondurand says Canadians are hurt, and in some cases, angry.
It's a change in the relationship that we have currently between the States and Canada. It's kind of being betrayed by a friend.
Officials on both sides of the border say the economies of Canada and the United States are too intertwined to abandon the relationship. But Bernadette Jordan, the Consul General of Canada in Boston, says U.S. foreign policy has created a level of uncertainty that Canadian businesses will be inclined to avoid. She noted that Canada has free trade agreements with 17 other countries.
We have focused primarily on the United States over the last number of years, decades. And I think it's, you know, Canadians are looking at where else they can go and where else they can sell things.
The situation is having a profoundly negative effect on businesses like Track Incorporated. It's an off-road and remote access vehicle seller that has offices in Newport, Wisconsin, and Quebec.
Let go 30% of our staff.
CEO Rick Damaris says it isn't the federal policies themselves that have hurt sales so badly at Track. It's not knowing from 1 week to the next what's getting tariffed and what's not.
We're just looking for stability. Settle it one way or another. Until then, our customers don't want to buy, our suppliers don't want to invest, so we're stuck in the middle.
Tim Tierney is the acting commissioner of the Vermont Department of Economic Development. He says the state is finding ways to sustain critical business relationships, thanks in part to the kind of networking going on this cruise. But he acknowledges the difficulty of the path ahead.
The investment has really slowed down on both sides, and I think that's what's is probably the scariest thing, is that if that continuation, people can't work that way. They need to know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's how economics works.
For Vermont Public, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.